This is the Amplifying Faith Podcast. I am your host, the Reverend Anthony Rivers, and this is the podcast where we try to increase your faith in Jesus Christ. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the starting point of our faith and what happened in our life to make us want to follow Jesus Christ. Right? Most likely, the starting point of our faith started when something happened in our life and we encountered something or someone that made us wonder who Jesus Christ really was. Their evidence showed up in their life and we wanted something in our life similar to what they had going on. So we were a little intrigued about what was going on in their life concerning Jesus Christ. You know, we usually hear people talk about Christ and how good he is and what he has done for us. When we get in the place in our life where, you know, hardship may come or things of that nature may come, our life just isn't going the way we hoped it would go. So we start looking for something to solidify who we are and solidify what our life will be like, you know, concerning who we are. We started to look and search for something, but we remembered growing up when our grandmothers and our mothers, they would go to church and they would talk about God and who God was and things of that nature. And we always had that in us, right? We had it in us, but we weren't followers of Christ. We just knew who God was and we heard about God most of our lives, especially in the Black community where our faith is really important to us and going to church is really important in our life and the older folks' lives. So we always encountered and we always heard about God and we knew who God was. But it wasn't until when we became older adults when we experienced someone or something concerning Christ where we needed something in our own lives. So it brought back to our remembrance of the things we heard about God and the things we encountered when we were young, when we were going to church with our parents during, you know, the time of our adolescence. But the thing was, you know, when we got to the point where we needed something, all that training came back to us and to our remembrance of the things that we went through, right? That's why the Bible tells us, you know, train a child up in the way they should go. And when they get older, they shall not depart from it. So as we got older and things started to happen in our lives, you know, maybe hardship or we not understanding things that are going on, all the training that our parents instilled in us started to come back to the forefront of our life and who we were. So now we started to go to church ourselves or we encountered someone who was going to church, who knew Jesus Christ. We had conversations with them concerning, you know, their faith and in why they followed Christ. And what that was God had placed someone in your path. See, the thing about God is he knows what we're in need of before we even put it out there, before we even speak. He already know what we're in need of. So he already know we looking for something to help our life get better. We looking for something to put our life in a better place. And he put someone in our path that will remind us of him, that will remind us of the training that we received when we were young from our parents or our grandparents or maybe some other older folks that we encountered while we were young. So we received and we heard these things. So now God is bringing all these things back to our remembrance, you know, concerning who we are and what we are. This is basically the starting point of our faith, where God sends someone in your path that's going to help you find him, help you get back to who you heard he was and get back to the place where you can really dig deep and find out who he is for yourself. That's the starting point of our faith right there, because every faith has a starting point just like any other thing. Right. The reason I'm here is because I had a starting point concerning my faith, and what it was concerning me was I was in a place in my life where I just needed something different. I just wanted something different in my life. And I remembered when my mother used to take us to church and, you know, we heard about God and I watched the life of my mother and she always went to church and she always sung on the choir and things of that nature. So I went back to that. I wanted to experience that for myself. And so what happened was God placed my wife in my life. So once I met my wife was a follower of Christ already. So she would go to church and things of that nature. And I would hear her talk about God, but she would always try to pull me to church and get me to go to church when I was in this place in my life. Until finally I said, you know what? Let me go try. Let me go see what it's all about. You know, my mother always went to church. She always song on the choir, things of that nature. So let me go see what church really is about. You know, I kind of remembered it when I was young and going. So I decided to go and try it out for myself. So when I went, a few times with my wife, you know, I heard the preacher preach the word, and it's like something just started to happen to me. You know, once I start hearing the word, then it's like, you know, the void that I had in my life in this particular point in time, it made me want to investigate Jesus a little more. So this is a starting point of my faith. So now I'm trying to figure out who Christ is. I'm starting to wonder who Christ is. So now I'm at the point where I'm going to church more and more, more and more. So now it's getting to the place where now my wife doesn't really have to force me to go, get on me about not going. Now I'm getting to the place where, you know, I'm just starting to go more and more. I'm starting to want to go more and more because now I've had an encounter with Jesus Christ on my own, you know, as an adult. And usually that's the starting point of our faith when we have that first encounter. That first encounter when we can understand what's really happening in our life, that first encounter with Jesus Christ. And see, at this point, I knew it was something. I knew it was something concerning Christ because I didn't have this feeling until I started going to church, until I started getting under someone's preaching of the word of God, until I was in the atmosphere of worship and praise, right, where the Holy Ghost is roaming. So now he's doing something inside of me that's stirring up something inside of me that has me wondering what's going on with me. So now I'm trying to figure out, you know, who Jesus Christ really is just because of the encounter. And it's a good encounter. It's a good feeling. You just can't explain it in the beginning, right? You just know something is happening. So this is the starting point of our faith. This is where we started to wonder, okay, how can I become a follower of Christ? Because this feeling, it felt so good. I kind of want to feel like this all the time. It becomes addictive. If you ask any addict, why they are an addict, it's because they tried whatever they tried the first time and it made them feel so good to the point they just want to chase that feeling over and over again. It's the same thing with Jesus Christ, where you experienced Jesus Christ for the first time, right? And it felt so good to you. Your life felt like it just was way better than it was before you encountered him. So now you want to feel it over and over again. But you're still skeptical. You're still not sure. Because like I say, it's something new in your life. It's something new. So you're still not sure, but you want to have that feeling over and over again. So once you started to go to church and you had that feeling, even if you tell yourself you're not going back, eventually you will tell you you want that feeling again. So you will wake up on a Sunday morning saying, I have to get to church. This is the starting point of our faith. Right? This is where we start in our faith. This is where we are concerning our faith as it pertains to us getting started in our faith. This is what's happening in our life at this point in time. So the starting point is basically your first encounter. If you're a Bible reader, it tells us, you know, Paul was chasing Jesus Christ to persecute all those who followed Jesus Christ. Right? He was a persecutor of all those who followed Jesus Christ, but he had his first personal encounter with Jesus Christ on Damascus Road when he realized Jesus is real. Jesus is really real. And from that point on, oh man, Paul's life changed. That's what happens when we become followers of Jesus Christ. You know, it starts with an encounter with Jesus Christ. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what we do to start the journey on our faith when it comes to following Jesus Christ. Welcome back, everybody. What we're talking about again today is we're talking about where does our faith begin? Where does our faith start? How do we start the journey on believing in who Jesus Christ is? How do we start the journey concerning our faith when it comes to Jesus Christ? And sometimes in the Christian community, you hear people say, you know, Romans 10:9. Well, that's where you can find the starting point for who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. And basically what it is, it's a confession stating that you believe Jesus is who he is. That's basically what it is. It's just that simple to start your faith journey. All you have to do is just profess and confess that Jesus Christ is, right? So when you hear Romans 10:9, that's what most people are talking about. So let's read that. Let's read Romans 10:9. Rather than just reading Romans 10:9, I actually want to read Romans 10:8-10. Romans 10:8-10. And it reads as follows. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So that's basically the confession, that we have to confess that Jesus Christ is who the Bible says he is. He is the Son of God. He went to the cross to die for our sins, and Jesus rose him up out of the dead, right? So that we can have the right to eternal life. That's all it takes to start your faith journey. Just believing. So once I believe, Jesus Christ says, all I have to do is say, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that God rose him from the dead so that I can have the right to eternal life. That's basically what the confession is. It's just that simple to start your faith journey. You have a lot of people trying to put you through all kinds of hoops and loopholes and things of that nature for your salvation to start. Your salvation is basically you being rescued from sin. That's why Jesus Christ went to the cross. He went to the cross just to rescue all of us from our sins. That's why Jesus Christ went to the cross. And that confession is just that simple. Right. It's stating that you believe Jesus Christ is and that God rose him from the dead. Confess this with your mouth and believe it in your heart. So once you start to believe it in your heart that Jesus Christ is, once you feel it absolutely sure in your soul that Jesus Christ is, all you have to do is confess it. And once you confess it, the Bible tells us is at that moment you will then be saved. It's just that simple. You don't have to do all kind of crazy things. You don't have to jump through all kind of loopholes. You don't have to do all kind of underhanded things just to receive the love of God, just to be saved by Christ. You don't have to do all these crazy things. So if you have people telling you, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to pay this amount of money, you have to keep giving this amount of money, all these things just to be saved, you might want to get away from those people, because 9 times out of 10, you're dealing with some false prophets. It's just that plain and simple. And I know a lot of people ain't going to like that, but it is what it is. I'm not here to please people. I'm here to please God. So it's just that simple on starting your faith journey. All you have to do is believe that Jesus Christ is who he say he is, or what the Bible tells us he is. That's all you have to do to be saved. And once you do that, your faith journey starts. You'll start to see a difference in your life once you make that confession. Don't just say it if you don't believe it. You have to really believe what you're saying when you say it. You have to believe it deep down in your heart that it is true what you're saying. And once you believe it deep down in your heart that it's true what you're saying, is at that moment you will be saved. And then you'll start to see a drastic change in your life. You'll start to see things happening in your life that you never thought could happen. Your life will start to take a turn for the better that you never thought was possible, just by making a simple confession. And see, by making this confession, that's telling God that, you know, God, I believe you are who you say you are. I believe Jesus Christ is who you say he is, Father. And I believe he's your son. And because he's your son, and because you sent him to the cross to die for me and my sins, I dedicate my life to him. See, Christ went to the cross to save all our lives. So as followers of his, we dedicate our life to him. We let him know that we're grateful for what he did for our life. So we follow him. And so by confessing it and believing it in our heart, we telling him we absolutely sure he is who he said he is. We believe everything he's done. We believe our life is better because of what he did. And see, that's the reason why we make that confession. And once we make that confession and we believe what we said, our life changes and we start a new life. All old things have passed away, and in him we become new creatures. So it don't matter what I did or all the sins I committed before I made the confession. Only thing that matters at that point is what I do after the confession. So after I confess it, I'm a new creature in him. Old things have passed away. So the old me is gone once I made that confession. When I made my confession, all the old things that I did, I put all that stuff behind me. Everything everybody in the world want to hold me to, that's up to them. I don't put all that stuff behind me. So if they still want to talk about some old stuff that I did before I knew Jesus Christ, that's on them. If they want to waste their time talking about that. But the thing I know is I'm a new creature in him. So the only thing I'm worrying about is everything I do, you know, or everything I did after I made my confession. That I believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he was. That's all you have to do. It's just that simple. And once you make that confession, immediately he sends the Holy Ghost to you. Don't just let the Holy Ghost be around. Actually call on his name. Use the Holy Ghost to your advantage, right? Because he's here to help. He's here to help guide you to salvation. He's here to help guide you on your journey and following Jesus Christ. This is what he's here for. So use him to your advantage, because the Lord sent him here so he can help you, because it's hard once you make that confession and you try to make life-changing decisions concerning your life and becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. Because a lot of times when people realize you're following Jesus Christ, you have a lot of people criticizing you, a lot of people talking down on you, a lot of people talking down on what you're following at that moment. It is what it is, right? Jesus told us we're going to be persecuted for following him. So once you follow him, hey, they're just going to have to do what they have to do. Because the thing about it is, they're only persecuting you because they know all the good that's about to happen in your life. They know all the good things that are about to change in your life. They know your life is about to get better than what it was at that moment. And a lot of times, people can become jealous of all the good things that God does in your life. But the thing about it is, they don't have to be jealous of you. All they have to do is confess also. All they have to do is just believe and confess also. They can have the same thing you have. The only thing they have to do is just confess and believe the same way you did, and they can receive everything. But sometimes people don't want to do that. They just rather talk down on you or criticize you because you did it. They always say, you know, misery loves company. So a lot of people will rather stay in their misery, and they want you to stay in misery because they need company. Because they don't want to confess, they don't want to believe, because they like where they are in their mess. They don't want you to progress either. They don't want you to do anything good. So don't be afraid to confess. Don't be afraid to, you know, let everybody know that you're a follower of Jesus Christ. Because this is where our faith journey starts, in following Christ. So once we start to follow Christ, and anybody asks us, you know, what are we doing, God? What has happened in our life? It's our duty to let them know I became a follower of Jesus Christ. So here's what I want to do today. Here's what I want to do today. If you're listening and you never made the confession, but you want to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, all you have to do is repeat this prayer with me, and you will be saved. So if you're listening and you want to confess, I ask that you bow your head right now and repeat after me. Father God, I ask that you come now, that you create in me a clean mind and a clean heart. Remove all the things that are contrary to your will. I ask that you forgive me for all the sins that I have committed, because I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he was crucified, dead, and buried, that you rose him from the dead on the third day, so that I could have the right to eternal life. From this day forward, O Father, I will follow our Lord Jesus Christ until the end of time. I ask that this prayer be received in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you recited that prayer, you are now saved. And because you are now saved, you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Now there's going to be things that come up. There's going to be things that happen. But stand firm, right? Hold tight to Jesus' hand. And allow him to guide you where he will guide you. Allow him to change your life and clean your life up. And everything will be all right. Amen. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I just want to thank everybody for listening. Just keep looking forward to these episodes, because I'm going to continue to put them out, because somebody needs Jesus Christ. And I believe God put this on my heart. I believe God allowed me to create this ministry so that I can get as many people as I can to him. So keep looking out for these episodes, because we're going to keep putting them out, because there's people still hurting. And as long as people are hurting, we're going to continue to put these episodes out. Again, this is the Amplifying Faith Podcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I just want to say, have a blessed day, and continue to walk with Jesus Christ, and everything will be all right. Y'all have a good one. God bless.